KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An education activist has called on the Higher Education Department to introduce stricter measures to prevent further irregular NSFAS payments. This after the Special Investigating Unit revealed that it's recovered over 2 billion rand during investigations since 2022. Unallocated payments of 4 million rand were recovered from SIED TVET College in KZN. The SIU recouped another amount of nearly 60 and a quarter of a million rand from the University of Zululand and the Majuba TVET College, respectively. The activist Hendrik Makaneta says while he welcomes the SIU's efforts, NSFAS must improve its oversight of the higher education sector to ensure accountability and financial integrity. And Lifesaving South Africa has issued a fresh warning to beachgoers following another drowning in KZN. The organization's Diasudath says a search began on Friday night for a man who's believed to have drowned at Durban's Point Beach. Sudath says the drowning report came through after lifeguards had closed the beach to bathers. The 25-year-old's body was found yesterday. Sudath says he can't caution people enough about the dangers of swimming at beaches after hours. And finally, in the UK, the 78th BAFTA Film Awards are taking place later this evening. Timothée Chalamet, Zoe Saldana and Kieran Culkin are all up for awards. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.